So after all this week's economic news, these things got a little bit better, but are they going to get better from here? So in today's video, we're going to talk about how strong the economy is or how weak the economy is, because we got inflation numbers today that we want to go over. We also had jobs reports this week, and it's looking like the economy isn't so bad. Inflation's not running out of control, and the jobs market is not crashing. So is the Federal Reserve going to cut rates? What are they going to do? And what's going to go on with these things over through here? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm the licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I'm also the host of the Rate Update. So if you need any help with a mortgage, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to me. But without further ado, let's figure out what's going to go on with these things and the whys behind it. So here's what we got this week. We had a jobs market that came in the other day, and ADP didn't play a very good role of it, but the rest of the numbers we got were pretty darn good. And then we got the inflation number in today, and here's where inflation's coming in. And this is going to make mainstream media nuts because they keep telling us inflation's going to go crazy. Remember those tariffs they talked about? And then the employment numbers are going to crash. Okay, so here's what we're seeing. Did you notice that inflation, well, it's down to now 2.4%, and it was 2.7% previously. This was like 8% a couple years ago. So far, so good. But a lot of people are saying, okay, once Trump got into office, he promised lower prices. Well, this is probably going to make a lot of people mad. So watch the comments down below. But if you go down through here, let's take the point where he came in. But here's what the inflation numbers look like right now. And the thing that's out of whack right now is piped gas services. We have natural gas spiking, but we see through here, this is what we talk about every day on oil. I usually don't pay that much attention to natural gas. Maybe we're going to have to start doing so. But across the board, inflation and the cost of most things went up 2.4%. So is it good, bad? Let's get over and see where we've been since, let's say, the beginning of 2025. So if you go to this section right through here, this is the Consumer Price Index. Let's just look at where we were when, and I'm not a Trumper, folks. I know a lot of people are going to say that, but I just want to put mainstream media in the context. Okay, watch what I'm telling you. Okay, so in January of 2025, that's when he took office. Let's just say December, January. This number was 3%. Where is it now? 2.4. So that number is going down. It's over 0.5% down. Now let's go down to this next number. This is telling us what the CPI was. So the CPI back in, let's say, January of 2025, let's find that January 2025, it was 0.5. What is it today? 0.2. So if you look at these matrices, it's saying, okay, the inflation, it's coming down, but we still had that shock and all of when inflation was 7%, 8%, so it still makes things seem a little costly. But let's get over to the bond market to see what effect is having this, well, the inflation news is having today. We know it's only today. Next week's going to be a whole new slew of economic data, so we'll get to that in a second because I want to give you guys some guidance on what's going to happen with these and the whys behind it. So here's what happened today in the bond market. Now, here's where I scratch my head. When I'm preparing for this thing, I go over to here and I'm like, rates dropped a decent amount today. And then I look at the bond market. I'm like, well, this is telling me, you know, MBSs are up 7. That usually isn't enough to really move the markets. This is telling me only one lender reduced their rates. So I'm sitting here scratching my head on this, but I'll go with it. But right here, we're seeing the bond market's basically flat as a pancake. Here's the government bonds. This is FHA and VA and USDA loans. And over through here is bonds. All you have to understand is the number up there. If it's green, that's good. That means mortgage rates are coming down. And the bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. So when you see it red, that means mortgage rates are going up. So the stock market, it's hitting records once again. And this just hit, well, no, we're below 50,000, but this will probably hit 50,000 here once again. This is going up 400 or 500 points a day and back and down. But so far, Cinderella story right through here. We got the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all up. The Russell's up as well. We got the VIX down. Well, this is giving a little bit of anxiety. The VIX the other day was over 20. The VIX is, think of the VIX as the blood pressure on Wall Street. So when it hits 20, that's pretty high. We want this at like 12, 13. So it's on its way down. Let's see what oil's doing because we just talked about oil on the inflation front. It's at 63. I'll take it. Anything below 65 is good. If we can get below 60, that's even better. Let's get to cryptocurrency. Is it? We have a trifecta, folks. So we have oil. Well, let's say oil's below 65. We'll give it a thumbs up. And the rest of the markets are pretty good today. I had somebody comment down below and they're like, Dan, you're always wrong. And I was like, well, okay, we kind of called the interest rates pretty good. You know, last couple of years, I said the housing market was going to be flat. I was pretty good there. And then I said, hey, remember we used to do Stock Talk Tuesday? If you guys want me to do that again, let me know down below. But Stock Talk Tuesday, we started this portfolio last about mid-year. Here's what we're doing. Okay, we actually beat the S&P last year, and here's what we're doing today. We're up about almost 1% today. There's our holdings. I'm not going to get into that today, but I was like, what am I wrong on? And you said everything? It's pretty big. So let's get over to the economic calendar we had this week. So here's what we want to focus in on. What does the markets focus in on? What's the Fed word focus in on? That's what these things are going to be focused in on. So what they focus in on is inflation, jobs, and how the economy's doing. Okay, so let's get over and see what we saw this week. We had retail sales. This was dismal. This was terrible. They're saying, okay, people stopped spending. It basically was zero. Okay, so that's where the market started the week. Then we had, on Wednesday, we had the non-farm payroll. It actually came in fantastic. But prior to that, we had ADP payroll numbers, and they're not on the chart. Well, thank goodness, because they came in and said, the job market is really not too good right now. And then we got this jobs report, and it said, last reading was 48,000 people got jobs. This time it was supposed to go all the way up to 66. It doubled, well, it tripled from where we were. So the jobs report numbers went, there was 130,000 new jobs created. Now, I'm with you guys. This seems out of whack. So we're going to see how these numbers compile. And somebody also mentioned, they're like, hey, Dan, didn't they readjust things the other day? And there was like 850,000 people that lost their jobs or were pulled out of the workforce recently, some adjustments. Yeah. And I actually explained to somebody down below. So read some of those comments. It's pretty intriguing how the unemployment rate works and all those other things. But here's where the unemployment numbers came in at. The last reading was 4.4. Well, before this, the unemployment rate was 4.6. Then it went down to 4.4, now at 4.3. So you're thinking, okay, the jobs market's looking pretty good. So then we had down through here initial jobless claims. They stayed right in point. They actually came in better than they were last time. And then down through here, we got inflation. We got the inflation today. So let's break this down. The inflation month over month core went from 0.2 to 0.3. Now, I said that was probably going to happen because oil was helping us out tremendously when it comes to the overall inflation numbers. And you're going to see that right down below here. So why that number went up a little bit is because they strip out food and energy. So you had some cost. We just saw the average cost on things or 2.4. When they round these up, it'll go to 3. So then you go down through here and you strip out, you include the food and energy. And the oil is helping quite a bit here. So month over month, we went from 0.3. Everybody is expected to stay at 0.3. It went down 0.2. And most of this is coming from energy. Okay. Then you go down year over year. This is where the Moneyball number is. We were at 2.7. This was 5-7% not too long ago. It was supposed to drop a little bit and everybody was high-fiving themselves. It actually dropped more than expected. So now we have consumer inflation in a jobs market that doesn't look so bad. Well, that's what the Federal Reserve looks at, but they look at the PCE. Okay, well, let's look at the PCE when it comes to inflation. Well, the good news about that, it's coming in next week. So next week, here's what we have coming down the pike. There's not too much. This week was action-packed. There might actually be a government shutdown. We'll see how that goes. It might be 48-hour lived or whatever. But let's go what we're going to see next week. Monday, holiday, I'll probably be posting because I have nothing else to do. Wednesday, we got durable goods orders and the FOMC meetings or minutes. I don't think this is going to tell us anything there. On Thursday, we're going to get initial jobless claims. I'm saying that those are still going to be steady. Okay, but on Friday, we're going to get this right through here, PCE. That's a huge number because that's what the Federal Reserve monitors. So that number is going to be coming in on Friday as well as GDP. So is the economy still cranking on all cylinders? And is inflation going to go up or down? Well, that's what we're going to focus in on next week because these are all the things that the markets focus in on, the bond markets, the Fed, and everything else that controls these things over here. So if you're a homeowner, home buyer, realtor, loan officer, my goal is to help you understand these things. So let's get over and say, if you're a homeowner right now, what should you do? Well, here's what I would do. If you're paying a rate at 7% or more, please refinance or look into the numbers. Plug in your information right up through there. It's called RateWatch 2.1. All I need you to do is put in your mortgage information. And what rate would you like to be contacted for to see if it saves you some money? And then how much money each month would you really like? So you can say, okay, Dan, I'm at 7 now. When it hits 6, call me. Or if I can save $400 a month, call me then too. That's exactly what we're going to do. So sign up for that. Or if you're over 7% right now, just call us. Schedule an appointment. Put in your application. We'd love to get you started. But if you're looking to buy or build down the road, reach out to us. We'd like to get you pre-approved. Make sure you're pre-approved using the right credit, right programs. And our slogan, Our slogan. Here's our slogan. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. If you're new to the channel, I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Why? Well, that's what you're looking for, right? You want the lowest rate. That's what we're called, the rate update. So what we did is we went out there at the bank and we signed up 30, 40 other banks, credit unions, lenders, so we can give you all the options. So how it works, we'll get you approved, and then we'll also do the shopping for you. And you can work with yours truly during this whole process. So that's it for this week, folks. Hope you learned a lot this week. And mortgage bonds actually went down. Rates are covered just a little bit. Next week, we'll just continue this journey. Where I think rates are going to go from here, well, I said they're going to be 5.875 to 6.25. We are on our way down to the descent right now. So are they going to go much lower? Are you going to have to subscribe over there and watch every day to figure out what's going to go on with these and the whys behind it. So thanks for watching, folks. Have a great weekend. I'll be posting some things over the weekend. Pay attention to some things. I've got some really cool calculators coming out for consumers, realtors, and loan officers. And my whole goal is to help you understand mortgage rates, mortgage programs, and real estate. And that's our goal. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. Otherwise, keep warm, be safe, and I'll see you next week sometime. Take care. Bye-bye.